Hey, you're listening to Raglan Community Radio, and on the line I've got Jacqueline from the Old School. Morning, Jacqueline.
Morning, Aaron.
How are we doing?
I'm good, thanks.
First chat after the break. It's almost the end of February. I don't know what we've been doing, but good on us. We finally got it together.
I know. We've just been busy.
I know. Has it been busy at the Old School?
Yes, we've just been busy being busy. Yes, it has been.
Busy being busy. That sounds
busy
very
busy.
Very productive. Hey, we've got something to talk about actually Thursday night right away, an artist talk at the Old School. Can you fill us in the details there?
Yes, so we have a program of artist talks on the fourth Thursday of every month, and this one is on tomorrow night, Thursday night, at 6:30 p.m. and it's Brad Dring. He's a.k.a. Shorty Dumps, and he's been 20 years making music and performing worldwide with a band called Rapture Ruckus.
Okay.
Now he lives in Raglan with his family, young family, and he's more from hip-hop music to street-inspired art. And, so Brad's been here since 2019. If you're wanting to know more about Brad and his journey of being here in Raglan and all his wealth of creative experiences that he's got, come along and listen to our artist talk. 6:30 at the Old School, and there's the bar will be open, so there's refreshments for sale, and yeah, doors will open at 6:30.
Okay, and that's Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What else have we got? Nothing else happening that day?
Thursday night, no, nothing else happening. And then this weekend we've got the market. We have got the additional Raglan Creative Market, and this one is called the Cycle Creative Additional Market that Deb is organising. And this will be on 10 till 2, so it'll be all about beach and bikes. So we're encouraging everyone to get on their bike and cycle their way in. You could pump up your bike, get creative with decorating it, and there's going to be lots of spot prizes. There's going to be a cycle track for kids to join in the fun.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if everyone knows, Deb also has another hat on where she does electric bikes. She was actually selling them and everything as well. So if you're looking at designing a bike bus or wanting to talk anything about bikes, you want to definitely get in touch with Deb, who's at the market, organising the market.
Yeah, and I understand if you want to sell a bike, it's a good day to bring it along as well.
Yeah, totally.
And also,
trade, giveaway,
and
bikes.
We should let people in on the secret. We were just talking to Deb off the air, but she also said if you've got an unusual bike to bring it along as well to show it off, and she'll be doing that. She's got, what is it, a recliner thing or something, recombinant? I don't even know what that is.
Okay. So, yeah, we need to get along to the market on Sunday and find out more about bikes.
Alrighty.
And bring your bike in if you have got a bike.
All right. So
I'll
that's
be bringing a company vehicle in.
The company vehicle.
Yeah.
The four-wheeled engine bike.
Yeah, the yellow one.
Which is not a bike.
Yes, it's a bike.
Oh, is it?
You've already been. Two-wheeled yellow bike.
The company vehicle. I thought you were making a joke about you driving your car.
No. There was a bike that was won at an auction with Ray White.
Oh.
One time. And it was. Yeah, from Roger. He was going to give it away and then we'll give it back to them. And we were like, no, let's just keep it and we can have it as the company vehicle for the Old School.
You know, okay.
To deliver newsletters and pick up milk and different other things. So that's the bike that you see. If you see anyone from the Old School riding around on a yellow bike, that's the Old School company vehicle.
Awesome. And
it's got a bell on it. Ding, ding, ding.
It's a beautiful thing. Hey,
yeah, it's from Raglan Cycling from Dudek.
So, getting the interview back on track, there's a movie on this weekend as well. Not one of the usual movies. It's not an Old School movie, is it? It's something, a private showing of a film? Well, not private. You explain.
It's community screening.
Community screening.
So we also have our movies which are held here on the first and the third weekend of every month. But the movie equipment is also available for hire for anyone that's wanting to do a community movie screening.
Yep.
Or they might want to do their own private screening. I believe Peggy Oki and Wick are doing a community screening.
Of?
And I think you're talking to Peggy about that.
I'm talking to her about the film's called Milked.
Yes.
Which is a New Zealand film, is it?
She's just getting her marketing material and everything together. So, to be honest, Aaron, sorry, I'm not sure.
It's about the dairy industry anyway. We know that much. And by the time we get round to listening to the interview, we'll know more.
Yes. Yep, you sure will. So that's Milt. Is that on this weekend?
Oh, what time? Did we say what time?
I'm not sure of the time either because I don't have any of that information in front of me.
Hold on. I got it. I can find it. 5 o'clock.
Yeah?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. That will be on Saturday because it won't be on Sunday because we've got the bike market on.
Oh, do you know what, Jacqueline? I'm looking at your schedule on the internet and it says Sunday. It is Sunday. I'm looking at the poster. It's Sunday. There we go.
Oh, yes, it's after the market. Sorry.
Yes, after the market.
Right. 4:30 or 5, yep. 5 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, it's good that we did our research.
Yes.
All right.
No, Peggy's just come in this week and has been organising that. So, so that's why we're still not. But, yeah, check out on the website. And I'm sure Weck and Peggy will be getting some more information out about that.
Okay. And have you got any music coming up?
So for March, we've got some music coming up. We have got... I just want to actually touch about the market too as well. Pretty much, like Deb's done an amazing job of organising the market for probably the last year and torrential and cyclone and just horrendous weather that's been happening. And it's also just a big shout out to all the stallholders, our regular local stallholders as well, that have come along to support the market and be here. It's been really unfortunate with the weather. So we're hoping this Sunday and this rest of this year for 2023 is going to be better sunshine market days.
It is looking good this weekend, I should say. The outlook is looking pretty good at this stage. Bit of rain Thursday, Friday, but should be fine after that.
Yeah. So the market goes ahead, rain, hail or shine. And so, it's so much work for all the local stallholders that do come along and they set up. And so it's also a big shout out to all the community as well, Whangaroa community that come along and support our local stallholders just to keep that market going. So come along Sunday. These are additional markets that have been put on, and thanks to all the stallholders and to Deb for organising all that under really harsh conditions. Music for March, we've got Milky Mac CD launch. That's on Saturday the 4th of March. And so this is Ragnan Wilkie Mac duo, Lynn Wilkins and Michael McKinnon. And
I just want to interrupt and Skype that we got a sneak preview of their CD before it went off to press at the end of last year.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's going to be their CD launch tour, and they're going to be joined by Taranaki fiddler Chrissy Jackson.
Who
brings along some other energy to the tour. So we are going to be lucky to see them on Saturday, the 4th of March, and it's a Koha entry, and albums and CD and USB for sale will be there. And then on Thursday, the 9th of March, we've got the return of Miles Jackson, and his tour is A Night in the Gardens of Spain. And so Miles has played here before, and he's a phenomenal guitarist who plays classical music, not a Spanish music, from the 17th and 20th century.
I think I interviewed him a few years ago. Quite the career.
He does a lot of traditional flamenco guitar pieces, he's just got a total affinity for the music of Spain. So it'll be one not to miss. He'll be performing both classical and flamenco styles. And that's on Thursday, the 9th of March. And then Friday, the 10th of March, we've got Live and Local.
Right. And has Penny booked the performers for that one yet, or not quite?
Yes, we've got two. So this month will be poet Rata Gordon and also singer-songwriter Wiramu McCarthy.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's another act to be advised.
All righty.
So we'll be firming that one up in the next couple of weeks. Because when we go to print with our newsletter, we aim to have everything out 3 or 4 weeks before each event with all the marketing. So closest time you'll have that date confirmed. And just a reminder, our Live and Local is really supported by Waikato District Creative Communities and Raglan Light and Sound and Mark Frost Bailey's Real Estate. And so without those three organisations, we wouldn't be able to bring Live and Local to you.
And it's Kohai Entry, that's the key. That's what their support is enabling, yeah. So great support for local musicians.
Yep.
Jacqueline, if there's any musicians out there who haven't been on it and they think that you guys don't know about them, should they get in touch?
Yeah, totally. Yep. Good idea. Yeah, just email music at Raglan Arts Centre or get in touch with Penny Bosefield organises our Live and Local for us. And, we'll just contact, just phone up the old school, just if you're keen to perform. We'd love to hear from you.
And I saw the Live and Local at the end of last year, and it had had the Blister Sisters, the ukulele group on there.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, ukulele group, whatever. But they were really enjoyable. And there's something about if you've got a ukulele, you can't take yourself too seriously. You know, there was just a lot of fun around that. I was very pleasantly surprised by the experience.
They are. And there's some real, all of the performers, they're real top quality acts that are coming along.
Totally,
And the beauty of the night too as well is with the format of it. It's, you know, they're performing for 20 minutes, so you're just really getting a snapshot of what, you know, that performer is doing. And it doesn't have to be, you know, for any performances out there, it doesn't have to be music. You could be a poet, theatre, you know, anything that you're wanting to come along and perform.
What else? Is there anything else coming up soon? What about classes, like clay classes and things like that?
So there's a pottery for beginners with Robin Masters. And this is going to be on the wheel, and that's starting in March. It goes for 4 weeks.
Okay.
That's about our only one, I think. The rest of them are all booked out. Okay. So we'll be taking bookings if anyone's keen to start on for term two. Get in touch with us before they fill up.
And the kids' classes have started up again. You're calling those after-school multimedia classes now?
Yes, young artists.
Right.
Young artists' multimedia classes.
Okay.
What else have we got? Oh, Art to Wear is open now.
So when's the exhibition? When's the show?
It's in May. So
it's in
Art
May.
To Wear, we're in its 20th year. So it's run every 2 years, so it's the 10th biennial show. And there's five categories for everyone to think about, which is kaleidoscope colour, time and motion, forest flora, kaitiakitanga.
Kaitiakitanga.
Suitable, like as in recycling a suit or a coat. And the children's section under 13 is called Wing It.
Okay. And people can find out online? Well, there's a Facebook page, isn't there, for Raglan Art to Wear with the number 2.
Yes, and if you can also register online at Raglan Old School.
Okay.
So you need to get your entries in if you're keen to enter. Entries are open now and they close on the 27th of April.
And if you're looking to get a ticket, folks, like based on the last few years, you're going to have to be really quick smart about getting them as soon as they open for sale.
Yes.
I'll have to see if I can use my connections to get a ticket myself.
That'll be in May, so we'll be talking more about it as we lead up to it anyway to give everyone more heads up. But
no tickets yet.
Get creative. Another really cool thing that we've got on is in March, which is something a little bit different. It's a family show. It's called The Boy with Wings.
Yep.
It's a puppet show. It's actually in April, but it's early April, the 2nd of April, so we're sort of like calling out and mentioning it now. And this is sponsored by two sponsors, Raglan Super Value and an accommodation provider called A Moment in Time. And The Boy with Wings, they're actually doing, it's a tour that's part of Arts on Tour New Zealand, and it's from a company that's called Bird Life Productions. And
sounds intriguing.
Yeah, they use puppetry, songs, storytelling, and beautiful handcrafted puppets that magically unfold out of boxes. And, so you'll hear more about that, but that's on Sunday, the 2nd of April.
And maybe we'll have an interview about that one. I'm intrigued.
Yes. If you you can just Google Bird Life Productions and it'll come up, and there's trailers and everything about it too as well.
Okay.
And, it's about a young man's epic journey who he unites with the miracles of Kuakas, bar-tailed godwits, migrations.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Hey, on a different topic, I didn't ask you this before we went on the air, but there was that kind of brainstorming idea session that the old school had last year, and it was going to require a lot of work by you guys, the staff, to collate everything. Has that happened?
Yes, it has, and we've got a business plan that's out. Shall we talk about that next time?
Maybe, yeah, because I'm going to run out of time. I've got 4 interviews for Thursday morning, so
we'll
get stuck. Yeah.
Let's talk about that next time, because we've got a business plan now that's been approved and it's out there. Another thing, just quickly, are we running out of time, hey?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But don't worry about it, just go for it anyway.
Next one, you'll need to start talking to Nikki as well, because the Arts Weekend registration is going to be opening up soon too as well. They'll be opening in April, Monday the 3rd of April. So if there's artists out there keen and interested, get in touch with Nikki.
And that'll be for Labour Weekend, is it? That the actual Arts Weekend?
Labour Weekend, yes.
But get organised early, folks.
Yes, yeah. And don't forget too, we've got lots of movies coming up. For March, we've got one called The Lost King. This has got 2 Oscar nominations with Sally Hawkins.
Yep.
And it's actually based on the retelling the story of an amateur historian, Philippa Langley, and she found the lost remains of King Richard III, and he was actually discovered underneath a in England, car park.
Leicester, just call it Leicester.
Leicester.
Take the easy option.
Car park. Yeah, he was King Richard III. He's one of the most controversial kings in England's history. So that's screening on the 5th of March.
Yep.
Another screening of The Good Boss with Javier Bardem. That's on Sunday the 5th of March.
Yep. And another one.
Another community screening actually with Peggy and Weck. That's in for 18th of March, called Eating Our Way to Extinction.
Yep.
So Peggy will talk about that with you as well. And
there's another movie. I saw another movie, After Sun, on the
4th. 11th of March, After Sun, yes. So this is set in the early 2000s. It's about a father and daughter and their when they were stayed at a Turkish resort 20 years earlier when she was about 11.
Oh, yes. Lots of movies then. Lots of movies, Jacqueline.
Yeah, and a good surf movie too as well coming up, Groundswell, The Other Side of Fear. That's on Saturday the 18th of March, and that's about monstrous waves in locations from Nazaré, I think. I'm not sure how to say that. Nazaré in Portugal.
Yep.
And Hawaii in Northern California.
All right, something for the surfers who are all very busy. There's a big surf today as we're recording this. So.
I heard it this morning when I got up.
Yeah.
Hear that surf.
Serious
loud.
Surf, yeah. All right, Jacqueline, we better go. Time's up, I feel. Good to have a chat, and we will talk to you maybe next week about how the brainstorm went for the old school and what the ideas are for the future there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Jacqueline, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
See ya.